And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We begin with a loss for America's largest abortion provider. A Florida judge refused to throw out a lawsuit accusing Planned Parenthood of false advertising for telling women the abortion pill is safer than Tylenol. The judge ruled that wasn't a vague slogan, but a safety claim a court can weigh, and the penalties could reach $350 million. Ending a child's life is grievous enough. Lying to women about the danger is worse. Speaking of children, Washington is still spending your money studying puberty blockers for kids even after the Trump administration cracked down. The National Institute of Mental Health approved over $700,000 this February for a study on 152 minors. Yeah, you look away from the bureaucracy and the old habits creep right back in. In Seattle, the city's new socialist mayor tried to muzzle her own police. After a triple shooting outside a nightclub, the police union posted the footage and asked how many more shootings it takes before she unfreezes the cameras officers used to catch them. Her office demanded the post come down, claiming a leak. It wasn't. The clip ran on local news. The union sent her the link and kept right on posting. And it's not only local dysfunction. The State Department is rallying our allies against a surge in far-left terrorism. Anarchists sabotaged France's bullet train before the Olympics, and radicals blacked out Berlin's power grid for 5 days. In the winter, officials say these groups keep merging with the violent anti-Israel crowd. It's funny how the people who are loudest about safety keep turning up at the scene of the blast. On the political front, two courtroom wins for Republicans this week. Missouri's Supreme Court upheld the state's new congressional map, and a Florida judge tossed a similar challenge the same day. Together, possibly 5 new House seats before the midterms. And speaking of voting, a long line wrapped around a Houston building. Not for any American race. These were Colombian nationals casting ballots for Colombia's president. One detail worth noting, Colombia requires voter ID. It's funny how it's essential abroad, but only oppressive here. Finally, you may soon be carrying the president in your wallet. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed Congress is weighing a new $250 bill featuring President Trump, timed to America's 250th birthday. Current law bars any living person from our money, so that would have to change. But one rule does stand. Every bill, Bessent noted, must still read, "In God We Trust." Well, that much, at least, we can agree. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.